I move that Senate Bill 984 be brought before the body.
I've heard the motion of the senator from first. Is any all those in favor of that motion say aye?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now I move that Senate Bill 984 be perfected and printed.
Heard the motion of the senator from first.
Thank you, Mr. President.
What's that? Would you like to explain the bill? Tell us about the bill.
Well, before I do that, could I offer a floor substitute?
You may send it.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Send it forward, Senator. Has it been distributed?
I don't believe it has. I ask for a waiver of the reading.
We will have to distribute it.
Can we?
We will not close on the bill until it is distributed.
All right.
Would you like
I move for its adoption.
Okay. Senator, would you like to explain your substitute?
Thank you very much, Mr. President. This bill has to do with gaming boats in our state. And currently, under current law, a patron cannot purchase drinks with a token on the gaming floor. And that was all tied to laws that we had on the books from when the gaming boats were made legal by the voters of the state. And it was all tied to this idea that we had a loss limit, and they wanted to keep track of every token and every chip, you know, that was expended. So now that we no longer have that, it's becoming a real burden on my constituents that happen to work on a gaming facility in my district and other senators' constituents across this great state, in that it's making it very difficult for them to have transactions as far as, you know, purchasing food or drink on the gaming floors. This would just allow, would just change the law to allow them to use the gaming tokens to purchase refreshments and food on the gaming floor. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you
see? Senator from the 1st, please.
Senator from the 1st, do you yield?
I do.
He yields. Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you. Senator, you explained the bill as I see it here, so what does your substitute do that we're waiting on to be distributed?
Very good.
Very
good, Senator. The only thing that substitute does is it clarifies the language. And this, and I have a letter in front of me, Senator, I'd be happy to have this passed back to you, from James McNichols, the legislative liaison of the Missouri Gaming Commission, in that the way the original bill was drafted, it would have allowed for the chips to be used in the entire facility. Okay, so you could go into a convenience store or a clothing store or one of the shops and use the chips. And the way we've changed the language, and it was language they provided to me, it would only allow that to happen on the gaming floor.
And what would we be exchanging on the gaming floor? What would we what would we utilize these chips for on the gaming floor?
You know, ice cold beer, a soda pop. That's what they would do. You know, I mean, I guess I don't think you do much eating of food on the gaming floor. You go into the restaurants for that. So it's going to be mostly for refreshments.
Okay, if I'm looking at, okay, look at page 3 here. Okay, that looks like the first change if I'm looking on line 24. I just got the...
Yeah, where they take wagering out.
Substitute, right.
Right, right.
Okay, and then...
So under current law, it says they can only be used for wagering. Senator, I've done a little research on this bill in particular, and you probably didn't think that I would carry a bill like this.
Senator, you're a senator. You can carry whatever you want to carry.
Well, thank you, Senator.
But I have to make sure that you're doing what you say you're going to be doing. That's what I'm here to
No,
ask
but I was going to tell you that I had the opportunity recently in you know, the facility, the new facility in my district to visit it.
That's, is that the new, what is it called? The River?
River City.
River City. I haven't,
River City.
I haven't
right.
had the pleasure. I don't do too much of that, Senator, but, you know.
And
they have food.
Well, I don't
they have
either.
Good food.
I don't either. But I did actually see this happen. As I was, you know, watching,
okay.
I was watching actually Mrs. Lemke, you know, partake in a little of the gaming activity.
Okay.
So I was standing behind her. But I guess the point was there was an individual, a patron, sitting next to her, and he could not, when he when he ordered a soft drink, mm-hmm. pay for it with a chip.
Okay.
So he had to go into his pocket, and he didn't have any bills.
Any where
he
could.
So,
or anything
so then
like
you
that.
Had the waitress standing there, you know,
so
with,
what
the,
do you do?
With the soft drink, and couldn't, you know, he wanted his Diet Coke, and of course she wanted him to pay for it. So, so anyway, it's just to make it easier for the people that are actually working, earning a living,
mm-hmm.
On these facilities. You know,
okay.
To be able to have, you know, be able to have that
okay.
transaction.
I understand. So if we're looking at your substitute here, page 9, originally you had taken out all of 6. And so instead of doing that, Section 313.7, or as payment for food or beverages on the excursion gambling boat.
And my understanding, Senator, is when you say excursion gambling boat, that language is particular to the gaming floor.
Okay, all right. Whichever floor, and I don't know how many floors some of them have, but okay. And then you this other part over here, as part of the substitute, that was. And Senator, I do that because if we're just getting this, I need to make sure I know
certainly,
what I'm
Senator,
voting for. And so
that.
You're taking out the for wagering on page 3.
Correct.
All right, and that looks like all of you are doing. Senator, did you know in Las Vegas you can put the gambling chips in the church offering? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, you need to read the the paper.
I
absolutely. I looked at that and I said, wow, they have absolutely some people who will take the chips from the various casinos and they will distribute them out, and then they will have someone that will go to the various casinos and redeem those, and that's the offering for the Sunday morning service.
Well, I think that's a good use.
Can we do that? Can we do that and add it to your bill?
I don't know if we'd.
Now this is Missouri,
yeah,
Senator.
I don't think
this would be appropriate. But yes, my only question had to do with the substitute because that wasn't explained initially, and so I appreciate the inquiry, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much.
Senator, the 11th, what purpose do you seek?
May I briefly inquire of the Senator from First?
Senator First, do you yield?
I do.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Senator, I don't have any problem with the change you're making here. I just want to make sure you referred to that in your inquiry from the Senator from the 14th, but the term excursion gambling boat would refer only to where the gambling takes place.
That's correct, Senator.
Okay, so if there's a clothing store that's not on the gambling floor, if there's other amenities, if there's the hotel, none of that applies to this, right?
Exactly. Matter of fact, they asked that that I introduce this floor substitute because they had a little heartburn about the chips actually leaving the gaming floor and then being used in, you know, differing restaurants and that type of thing. They didn't want that, and they said that this is the fix for that.
Okay. I just wanted to kind of establish that, and then by doing that, you had to remove the word for wagering on page 3 simply because that was the former law that said that made it exclusive that the chip could only be used for wagering.
Right.
Okay, I just want to go, and pardon for my alarm, but anytime anybody opens up the gaming, I just want to make sure we weren't getting into the number of boats.
Right.
It's a controversial chapter you're opening.
It is, and I just
want to make sure that we weren't.
Yeah, I was a little hesitant about that, Senator. But you know, the way this was brought to me, it really affects constituents that are earning a living in my district, and it seemed like a very reasonable request, even though I was a little nervous.
Right.
But you know, of course, You know, as long as I got control of the bill, if anything went on it, you know, I just lay it over.
And this would not just be for the employees. Obviously, this would be for anybody. If you and I were on the gaming floor and we wanted to buy a Coke,
exactly,
we could use that. Or
it's a convenience for, you know, the people that are on there, and it's also, I think, it makes it easier for people to earn a living.
One could say it makes the gaming floor sovereign. Thank you, Senator.
We're on the motion of the Senator from the 1st. Does any other Senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the Senator from the 1st, Mr.
Senator
President.
Senator from the 1st, do you yield?
I do.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Good evening.
Good evening, Senator.
You know I'm a little casino challenged right here. So anything that happens with a casino automatically is going to draw my attention. Let me ask you, and I heard what you were saying, and I believe I've had discussion with some persons in support of this bill. This does not impact the revenue of the boat itself, does it?
That's a good question. If it helps them, you know, sell a few more soft drinks, I mean, I guess it might boost their revenue a little bit.
It could make it simpler,
right,
for the gambler to receive some type of libation at the machine.
Exactly. So it makes their experience more enjoyable, and it makes that waitress, I believe, makes it easier for them to do their job.
Now, will she make, she or he, don't let me be sexist here, would she or he make change on this chip if the chip was more than what the exchange was for the drink?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How do they account for the chips and the change? Do you know? Just as you would balance anything, I assume.
I don't have any experience on that front.
Is this happening?
If I don't know if they'd have to give them, like, for instance, if you gave them a $5 chip,
yeah,
and you had a
you had a
$2 Coke,
right?
If you got three, you know,
three, a
you
nice
know,
tip.
But I what. Well, you know what? That's interesting that comes up, because I really think this is going to present an opportunity for people that work in this industry to, you know, to get more tips that way.
Yeah,
you know? And I think that's
going
to enhance, you know, their ability to support their family, to earn a living.
I don't want to cut into anybody's income.
Yeah.
We all need, but I just don't want us to lose revenue either.
I see.
Yeah,
okay, no,
you know, right.
I would think this would actually give them a chance to boost their refreshment revenue.
Yeah, I would think so. And they can get any soft drinks and beer, wine, liquors.
This experience that I mentioned with the Senator from the 14th, I mean, the gentleman could have gotten a drink later from this waitress, but I mean, that transaction did not happen because she just walked back, and so she went through the process of going and getting, you know, this refreshment.
Right.
And then, again, the transaction never took place.
Is this happening in states around us or other states that you're aware of? Did they give
That's
you
a great
any
question.
Information
I think
that?
That, again, this law that we currently have the way it is was tied so much to the idea that we had a loss limit.
Loss limit.
So,
right.
I mean, unless there are other states
so
that...
So many checks and balances.
Yeah, right.
And this is no longer necessary.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely. So it will enhance the revenue. Okay, I just wanted to be clear about what it does in the long run. And, you know, are we hurting ourselves in any way? But we're helping those
I think we
who are.
Are
working on the boats, and certainly
right.
they need theirs. All right, thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
We're on the motion of the Senator from the 1st. Does anyone, Senator, wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Can I inquire the Senator from St. Francis?
Senator from St. Francis is not in the...
Inquire the Senator from the 1st?
Senator from the 1st, do you yield?
I do.
He yields. Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you. I think you've got a great bill here, and I'm sorry I haven't visited with you beforehand. I have been working similar to you, trying to help folks back home, and we have a issue with bingo games back home that just aren't doing as well as they have been, and so we've tried to come up with some, relaxing the standards somewhat to allow them to have more bingo games at home and things like that, and so I do have an amendment that I haven't visited with you about, and it would be something that would be very helpful for our fraternal organizations, our civic organizations, and our veterans organizations back home. And so I just wanted to visit with you about that, seeing if that would be a problem. I think that in the amendment that we just dropped, that it would be something that we would need to make a little bit of change in the titling on that. but hopefully it wouldn't be anything that would be something that would hurt your bill. In fact, I think it would help your bill.
Senator, the only and I know we've heard this bill in committee.
Right. I think we heard it in Ways and Means Committee.
Is that it it expands the actual opportunities, doesn't it?
What happens
for
right
bingo?
Now, what happens right now is that you can have just one game a week, and this would expand it to having two games a week. Right now you can have four special games in a year, and that would expand to 10. And I think you could expand your advertising from 2% to 10%. And so that's basically it. It just gives the locals the authority to do that. That they're just having trouble competing and staying in business and things like that.
Senator, how would you feel about me asking for a roll call vote on your amendment?
Oh, that'd be fine.
I mean, it may be that the body, is supportive of it.
Okay.
But I'm not. I mean, so, if this is a vehicle where you can do something for your constituents, I mean, I appreciate that.
Okay.
But you understand what I mean?
Because I understand.
I want to have an opportunity to vote against it.
Okay. All right. Because philosophically, you just don't agree
with that. Philosophically, I'm against expanding, gaming.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay, thank you. At this point, I'm not going to offer that, but I did want to have a discussion with you about
okay.
that.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President.